Welcome to Gizzards Bay, a town where everyone says hello with a smile. A town where every child gathers leaves to stuff into last year's high water pants to make the perfect scarecrow. Of course, the pumpkin head is the most important part, carved and chiseled to scare away even the bravest of crows. In Gizzards Bay, Thanksgiving is a very, very big deal. They pride themselves on being able to capture and taste the season of fall. Can you really taste a season? Well, the Gizzards Bay residents believe so. And this is all accomplished by preparing the most delectable Thanksgiving meal. Even the air smells of cinnamon, cloves, molasses, and vanilla. The sweet potato, pumpkin, and apple pies are baked to perfection, along with the yams that are topped with very ooey, gooey, toasty marshmallows. Throw in some crescent rolls, biscuits, or yeast rolls, and it is almost a party. Maybe the sides will try to compete with the star. And there is one rich side. It lives in the fanciest mansion with several fast cars, and her name is Baked Macaroni and Cheese. She is warm, oozy, stretchy, and cheesy. But will the Brussels sprouts with candied bacon make an appearance? Or how about green bean casserole? And the old classic, green peas. Ugh. Or cornbread and collard greens, their southern favorite. Butternut squashed, bathed, hopefully without the soap. And brown butter is always a crowd pleaser. The appetizers cannot be forgotten. Everything from cheese balls shaped like weird turkeys, crunchy veggies with ranch, artichoke dip, deviled eggs, I think they are the naughtiest of them all, avocado and pomegranate salad, and stuffed mushrooms. Do you think they stuff the mushrooms and the turkey with the same stuffing as teddy bears? If so, that would not be very tasty. There are mixed opinions regarding stuffing, which is really just moldy bread. Like, why would anyone want to eat old bread? Well, maybe it's not moldy, but it's definitely a few days old. It is amazing that old bread can be transformed into the most delicious stuffing, or some would call it dressing. There are so many options to add in, like sweet apples, nuts if you're not allergic, apricots, or even meat. It's squishy, savory, and delicious, all at the same time. Oh, and it wouldn't be Thanksgiving without the cranberries. Homemade or in the can, it really doesn't matter. Some people like fresh applesauce to accompany the turkey, and it is a good addition. Those sweet apples cooked down with butter, cinnamon, and brown sugar. Yum. The white potatoes are smashed and mashed until all the lumps are gone, so they can be shaped into a mountain. That mashed potato mountain is topped with the sagiest gravy. Sage is a mild, distinct, earthy, savory, and slightly peppery herb. This gravy runs down and touches the most important, stupendous, delicious, delectable, outstanding main dish. The turkey.
Turkey. Chuck Stuffings, a seasoned news reporter, sits in a white Channel 7 news van. He holds up a mirror to make sure his nose hairs are still in place.
Hello and good morning. My name is Chuck Stuffings with Channel 7 News. I'm coming to you live from the Great Turkey Roundup. These turkeys have no clue what they're in for. They are hand-picked and raised for the greatest holiday ever, Thanksgiving. So, Susie, what are you feeding these prize-winning turkeys?
Susie Cranberry is the president of the Great Turkey Roundup. She has bright red curly hair and freckles. Lots and lots of freckles. Wow, Chuck!
Please call me Mr. Stuffings.
Okay. Well, Mr. Stuffings, these turkeys, or Turks as we like to call them, are fed with the finest grain.
Will that be amber waves of grain, Susie?
No, Mr. Stuffings. That would be grain infused with cranberries, the finest walnut and hazelnut mixture. With imported pork fat and maple drizzle, the Turks just gobble it right up, along with body massages to keep their meat lean and tender. Again, they are truly prized Turks.
Well, Susie, you just set a mouthful. You fatten them up so we can eat them up. Well, folks, that's our coverage from the Great Turkey Roundup. These jive turkeys don't know what's coming. I'm Chuck Stuffings. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm out of here.
I don't know, honey. Did she just say they feed the turkeys pork fat?
Now. Hush up now. Don't starve fat. Probably. It's why they taste so good.
Admiral Wings, a fouled-feathered general with a plan.
Now listen up, my fellow Turks. My name is Admiral Wings, and I'm your ticket off the dinner table. I tell you, this is war. If these humans think that they could just fatten us up, dress us up as the centerpiece on their table, they got another thing coming. The humiliation stops now. We will not be looked at like a piece of meat anymore. You're right. It's true we are pretty yummy, but that's besides the point. Why can't these humans eat chicken, fish, or even Chinese food? Who doesn't love good Chinese food? I know I do.
Eat the humans' egg rolls. Lots of egg rolls with duck sauce.
Not so, Gabby. That won't work. It's not filling enough. We must hit these humans hard. We gotta let them know we mean business.
Well, how do we do that?
I'll tell you how we do it. We take the very thing these humans love so much. We take away their holiday turkeys. One by one, we sneak into their backyards and turkey nap each turkey and replace it with something else.
Like what? What do we leave behind? We don't.
And just like that, the turkeys went into a gobbling fit.
Calm down, calm down. We can leave anything. A dog, a cat, a fish, a hat, a ball, and a bat, a feather stuck to a hat. It doesn't matter. Just get the turkey and go. There's one day until Thanksgiving. We start tonight.
So with a slither and a slide, these turkeys calmly did the electric slide, grabbing every caged turkey and replacing it with tofurkey. But to their surprise, some of the turkeys didn't want to go. These turkeys gobbled, twisted, and put up their fists, technically their wings, ready to fight and protect themselves on this very night. Just then, Admiral Wing stood up and said,
Listen up, you Turks that don't want to go. Don't you understand you're only for show? To put on the table for oohs and ahs. It's just a day that humans pause to stuff their faces and put on winter weight. They just want to make sure they have a full plate. So stay if you want to, but I'm out of here. I'm on my way to Jamaica drinking root beer. I'll be laying in the shade watching the parade. I'll send you a postcard, but wait, it'll be too late. Please make up your mind, we gotta move in time. I'm leaving it up to you, that's all I can do.
Just then, all the turkeys cheered. All the cages flew open and the doubting turkeys wobbled out as Admiral Wings opened his spout.
My fellow Turks, these humans must be reminded about the true meaning of Thanksgiving.
Well, what's the true meaning of Thanksgiving?
With a proud chest of feathers and his beak poked out, Admiral Wings delivered a gobbling speech that would make even a human shout.
My fellow Turks, Thanksgiving isn't a day full of plates of food or tables filled with desserts. Thanksgiving is a day of thankfulness, joy, and thanksgiving to all that need. It's a day to thank God and Jesus for all the goodness in our lives. It's a day to help and think of others. It's a day to forgive and love one another and cuddle under covers. It's a feast of love, joy, and memories to be made. Now we have to move fast before the morning's parade.
Just then, in the crisp night air, every human in the neighborhood could hear the turkeys cheer. They jumped out of bed and shouted,
What's going on?
The turkeys sounded like an old truck horn. The humans run to the top of the hill only to see all the turkeys running and gobbling with joy. The turkeys jumped on a train. Soon they will be in Jamaica, being thankful that they are free.